So they'd be coming from Metz. From up the parish somewhere.
Up in Clun, what's the song? Before you cross the Ballabeeva going to Kinmare, we used to walk out there. Constantly walk miles.
Long way to walk,
wasn't
it?
We used to go to Bairdalloch on summer holidays. And there's the pouring top to go into Kinmare to Mass on Sunday, and then she used to take it into some cafe that she knew very well, with the people or something.
For your tea and cake, was it?
Yeah, oh yeah. Times sure have changed.
And the pony and trap back again then?
The pony and trap, yeah.
And did you stay back there for the whole summer?
Oh no, I suppose a couple of weeks anyway.
And walk back home again?
Yeah, well it wasn't really that far. But people walked a lot in those days, you know. Didn't they?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
I thought nothing. Look at the people just to walk to Mass from way up in Clun and the places to go to Mass down to Dinkar on Sunday. Oh, for crying out loud. As the kids used to say, we'd be talking about, what is your name? In the Dark Ages. I can always remember that saying. The Dark Ages, we say, the Bright Ages.
And you came home from Bairdalloch full of fresh cream.
Oh yeah, Bairdalloch. Oh, it was lovely. It was a long walk to go there. Way up to over the mountain. What's that it was? What's the name of that mountain?
The Ballochbeama. Ballochbeama.
Ballochbeama. Oh, Oisín was back to Carr's Highveen.
Yeah, it was Oisín. The Ballochbeama, yeah. And who lived back there?
I don't know. The Sheens of, where was it that used to come and visit? Somewhere away back near Carr's Highveen.
But in Bairdalloch, who lived in Bairdalloch?
Oh, who lives there now? I wouldn't know.
No, but in those days?
There were O'Shea's anyway.
There have been cousins, obviously.
Yeah. Mamie O'Shea, I remember she was very pretty little girl. And they were a couple of miles over the road. There would be the woman we were staying with, her daughter, who was married over there. And they were